Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
Okay, I'm not that pissed today.
Yeah, I know.
I'm feeling jovial.
Very jovial.
Actually, I want a big shout out to Ainsley Reynolds. We had phenomenal response to him.
Yeah, we really did. And I got a piece of hate mail, too.
We're going to talk about that in a second. People were emailing that he should be a constant on the show, and I was thinking about this. A, if he took my spot, he'd stab you with a pencil because of the accounting jokes.
I know that.
B, if he took your spot, we couldn't afford the food budget, nor will we fit in the studio with a guest.
Very true. So sorry. Yes. Sorry, Ainsley.
Could you imagine him and I fighting over the last short rib?
No, when I saw that, it wasn't very pretty. No.
And some of the responses, Sandy, did you read this one from Brantley Zinco
in Hoover, Alabama? Yeah.
You want to read what he said?
I almost peed myself. Yeah. He said, "Your treatment of Ainsley was way out of line. Accountants are people too. Sure, we lack interpersonal skills and get aroused by spreadsheets, but, you know... It's really a wrinkle."
He said, "Who do you look for every April 15th?
Yeah, exactly.
And what
right.
the hell was that crap about LIFO and FIFO? What about weighted average cost, Mr. I know inventory valuation methods and you don't? Finally, do you want to live in a world where some shitbag could use straight line depreciation when double declining balance is more appropriate? I know I don't." Wait, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, that was great.
You know,
we had a great laugh over that.
I got one from Aaron Wooden, who he ran into an African-American fellow he worked with for 10 years. Nice fellow. Got to talking about guns. Never knew he was into it. He has a New York State pistol permit far longer than I have. He was stopped, searched, and given a hard time when a patrolling cop saw a box of ammo on his front seat. Another incident, he brings a portable gun safe to a local locksmith, left the shop to get coffee, and by the time he returned, squad cars were at the shop
Seriously?
Waiting to ask him questions, you know? And he was also disarmed and cuffed from behind within seconds by a plainclothes cop in the lobby of the locksmith. And, you know, we know it exists, and that's why we wanted to address it on
right.
the show.
Exactly.
It's a horrible thing, this whole racism issue. And that's why we've been saying for the longest time that blacks and Jewish people and every other minority and, you know, Spanish first-generation immigrants
right.
should
right.
get together and awaken and let people know, hey, I'm a gun owner too. Hey,
right.
I'm a law-abiding citizen.
Right.
I got an effing firearms ID card in my wallet, buddy.
Right.
I've had a background check.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Certified good guy.
You know, what about this one? This one came from Bob. He said, "Fantastic show. Thank you so much for having Ainsley on the show. It sounds trite, but I have black and Jewish friends that are astonished when I inform them that there is a 2A movement that relates to them. Members of both groups tend to respond, 'Not my people.' Then I introduce them to the reality and history involved. I have never seen eyes open so wide. Both groups were and still are being repressed by the concept that they should reject anything gun-related,
yeah.
including protecting themselves from their loved ones. I see that all the time. The media and politicians attempt to convince them that the urge of survival and self-protection is evil if it involves a gun. We need
right.
to match stick for stick, rock for rock, knife for knife, and unfortunately gun for gun if that is what it takes to survive. Balance that with the concept that the police have no duty to protect, and you begin to realize what really have no other choice. When they install a shitbagger raider in each town square, I'll give up my guns and no sooner. Bravo, you guys, and thank you." How is that?
That's fantastic. You know, they're not going to walk into the shitbagger raider by themselves, Bob. I think we still need to have firearms.
Yeah, and, you know, it was great to have him on the show, and we're going to have him on again. We're going to do some kind of minority roundtable. We were talking about this
yeah.
in the future. If anybody's interested in being on that show, if they've been, you know, suppressed, repressed, discriminated upon, or felt discriminated upon, send us an email to talkback@gunforhireradio.com, because Sandy and I want to assemble this round table where we can get together and eat some short ribs. And
I'm there.
We want to address this issue because we want to keep the fires burning. You know, again, the stereotype is that a gun owner is a white male.
Right.
A female doesn't even fall into that stereotype, the typical media stereotype.
Correct.
What better,
which is changing.
What better way to break the stereotype than to have women and other minority groups represented?
You know what's funny, too, because
shooting sports.
Maybe it's because we of where we grew up and where we're broadcasting from right now. We're just so used to, there is no homogeneous society here. We're so used to a very varied background people, you know, Asian people and European people and black people.
Yeah, I'm colorblind. I don't give a shit, honest with you.
We were really raised that way, and it's kind of funny
I hate everybody.
That's very true.
I hate everybody. So, you know.
Yeah, but I would like to definitely, one of my favorite subjects has always been where these gun laws come from, that they are Jim Crow related laws. The gun laws exist, still do in many parts of the country today, because we don't want, quote, those people to have guns.
You know what else struck me really hard with Ainsley that I've never realized? Him as a huge guy and being black, he's worried that when the cops come,
they
think
shoot him.
He's the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know what it's like to walk in his shoes like that. And that really touched me. It made me, I really thought about it a lot. And that's a horrible situation to feel.
Yeah.
You're in your own home with your wife and your kids, and somebody violates the sanctity of your home. And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, I hope the cop doesn't think I'm the bad guy and shoot me by default.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that is something that we all need to work on to change the stereotype, to bring it to the surface. And I commend all of our listeners, and I commend Ainsley for being on the show and going there.
And there's no better way to do it than to really get it out of the closet. And you guys got to really step up and identify yourself as the fact that you're gone.
What's FIFO?
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work.
They're not listening.
She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
Well, it looks like another illegal mayor against illegal guns is in trouble with the law.
No, say it isn't so, Joe. I want to cover one aspect of this, and then I want you to talk about King Mike's aspect of it. But we have another mayor in New Jersey, Mayor Tony Mack of corrupt Trenton, New Jersey.
The state capital, for those of you who do not live
in Trenton. Just busted big time. and charged big time, federal corruption charges. And of course, his hubrisness, like all of our corrupt New Jersey politicians, the majority of which are Democrats. Now, not to say it's not Republicans too, because the majority of our elected officials are Democrats. I believe they're all effing crooks.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Tony Mack gets arrested, gets charged, gets subpoenaed, the whole bit. He came out and made a statement that he is not resigning office.
Why should he give up?
Correct, because he still needs his political connections. He needs his salary. He needs his benefits.
That's
he
right. That pension.
He can promise people favors if they'll not, you know, be a witness against him, et cetera, et cetera. But
man, it was only a corruption charge.
Yet, for you listeners out there that do not live in New Jersey, we are such an effing corrupt state, and we're so discriminated upon with gun rights and everything else in the state. But all of our
by
politicians,
the tyrants who are all corrupt.
They're all corrupt. They're all hypocritical bastards. Now, you want to talk about the ultimate in hypocrisy? Tony Mack, the illustrious Tony Mack, was one of King Mike's mayors against illegal guns. Sandy, what happened?
Well, as soon as I got the news that he was busted over the feed, I immediately shot over to the mayors of the mayors against illegal guns website to try to get a photo of this, you know, of his posting on there as being a member, and they scrubbed it in the amount of time that that press release came out, and the amount of, and by the time I got there.
No.
So talk about media censorship and bias.
Aren't you innocent until proven guilty?
Whoa.
So just the fact that he's charged, they shouldn't have taken him off the website,
and
right?
And also the fact that this happens on a regular basis. We do know that if there is a mayor arrested for corruption charges or a gun charge or something like that, it's typically one of Bloomberg's buddies.
Unbelievable. You want to hear this one? This one, luckily we had Detective Mack look at it. Gun for Hire South location is in Winslow Township, New Jersey. The day after September 11th, September 12th, the shitbag went into a pharmacy and verbally assaulted the pharmacist and said he wanted Oxycontins to get high. And the pharmacist saw the gun in the shitbag's waistband.
Right.
And he fired five shots at him.
Yes.
The pharmacist drew his legally owned and registered gun and fired five shots at the bad guy.
Good for him.
The bad guy ran out of the pharmacy and got on his mountain bike.
What, his skateboard was in repair?
To flee. Well, at least he didn't have one of those big geriatric tricycles. Ling, 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 ling.
Wouldn't you love to see that, though?
We had someone here from L.A. listening to us do a little show prep, and he's like, what if he was driving one of those recumbent bicycles?
That would be good.
And I said that would be a good idea because he'd be under the belt line of the cars, but Sandy said the big flag would be a giveaway. Now, do you realize we talked to Detective Mack? If this pharmacist didn't say he saw a firearm, he would have been charged in New Jersey.
Right now,
most people don't know that. For you guys out of state listening to this, he would have been charged.
Land of the free, home of the brave.
Without a doubt. And that's how it works in New Jersey.
Yes, it does.
We have another one. An off-duty police officer was in a restaurant in Newark, and two shitbags came in to rob the joint.
That's so unusual for Newark.
Cory Booker wasn't there. He was on an Oprah show or
Dr.
Phil or
Letterman
Mr.
Appearance.
Roberts or Pee Wee Herman show or something.
Or was he running into burning buildings doing the fire department's job? We got to get him a little.
It's Super Booker.
We have to get him a little outfit to wear.
This cop shot one shitbag and injured the other shitbag and maybe saved people's lives. And here's our argument.
Because why? He had a gun.
Yep. Here's our argument, Lautenberg and Menendez. I mean, what if all of us were in that restaurant? Nobody has a gun on and the two shitbags come in their arm. We have to do whatever they say. But our retired cops and our off-duty cops and our cops get to carry, but no one else.
No, we'd be on our all four knees barking like a dog.
But every other state, they can carry a gun.
Yes. Yeah, but it's funny. I was in Virginia just the other day, and you're headed there today, actually.
Yes.
There were no dead bodies lining the streets.
There was no dead bodies in Virginia?
No, and it's amazing because they have those terrible liberal gun laws that allow you to carry guns.
Did you read what this jackass wrote in the Acorn for Drew University?
Oh, it really made me sick.
His name is Jack Duran, and the newspaper's called the Acorn, and it's the web domain would be drewacorn.com. And this kid goes to school in Madison, I think. I couldn't find anything else about the little sumbitch.
He's the opinions editor for the school newspaper or whatever.
And what do you think about him?
It's so sad. It really is so sad. This kid has got his head buried so far up his ass. But, you know, it's a problem, I think, that is very prevalent here in New Jersey, and as well as with that particular age group, because we have taken firearms away from the normal part of growing up as kids. You grew up with firearms. I grew up with firearms. There are a lot of people who didn't. You know, I grew up owning a shotgun at age 12. You probably even earlier than that, right?
We did drive-bys at 9.
Did you? Yeah.
I want you to hear this quote from this guy. This is his words, quote, "Unless you live in rural America and are part of law enforcement, there is no reason why anyone should privately own a firearm today. There is no reason for one owner to have a miniature arsenal in their home. What are these people preparing for? A delusional war against the government? Perhaps we'll get invaded upon by extraterrestrials," unquote. Well, Jack, you friggin' jackass. It is my constitutional right to own guns, okay? You think your shit and rainbows and unicorns still exist. You know, that's a racially veiled statement in there.
Yeah.
Okay? So what is it?
Right.
White rural America can have guns?
Yes.
I believe that's racially veiled.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
In there.
Right.
And, oh,
you
yeah,
see
because
this
the police
the
are always going to be there to protect you. I'd love to see him piss his pants when somebody goes to rob him, little bastard.
See, you started out not being pissed
well,
off.
After reading that,
but then all of a sudden
rural America and police could own guns.
Only
all right.
Police.
All right, Joseph Stalin.
Ooh, you should see the red creeping up the back of his neck now. We're coming back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Knappen is the best. This segment is sponsored by New Jersey's Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.com, New Jersey's most active and youngest and most relevant Second Amendment organization.
Membership cheaper than a back waxing.
Yeah, well, Frank's back waxing was $450. Okay.
Dude, that's just...
Frank is the president.
Listen up. On so many levels.
I get a lot of shit for this, but all you cheap bastards out there, write a check or use your credit card for $35. They're not like the NRA. You're not going to get 87 postcards, 600 emails, asked to join a wine club or the boil removal of the month club or whatever the F it is. Frank and the guys are going to
power
take
those
your money.
Jazzy somehow. Huh?
Frank and the guys are going to take your money, and they are going to use the money for legal fees to fight stuff. Let me tell you something. I've gone to board meetings. No one puts in expense reports. Everybody brings their own drink of water or soda or iced tea to
drink.
They
chip in for donuts.
Yes, there ain't nobody abusing the system here. All right. It's all volunteer. Frank comes up to meetings. He drives from Manahawkin, which is 2 hours away, to our headquarters at Gun for Hire, where we let him host meetings for free. I donate my facility. Winslow, Art Barton, we donate the facility for free. In Tom's River, they get the facility for free.
Right.
So $35 a year, you cheap bastards. New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Do we not want to have a lobby day where we go to Trenton and 10,000 people show up?
Yeah, but we want 10,000 people to show up.
And we need 10,000 members for that.
Right.
So I want everybody to join, please, and show your support. The other thing that I want you to do is, if you don't live in the state, help us.
Right.
Send us $35, you cheap bastards.
Because it's happening in New Jersey. It does not mean it's not coming to a neighborhood near you.
That's correct. They're going to follow our model, and they're going to roll over into your state. So break open the checkbooks.
And that's the argument that's starting already. A lot of politicians are saying, well, you know, New Jersey has some of the toughest gun laws in the country, and look at how great it is over there. Well, let's look at how great it is over here. We have probably a shooting in Newark every 15 minutes. Which
carjacking
is,
a day.
Carjacking a day. It's terrible.
Break-ins every town, every county. There's no escape.
Right.
Constant break-ins. But did you see this poll that Pennsylvania Gun Forums had posted, Sandy? Have you seen that poll?
It was kind of interesting, too, because I liked the there was a comment. There was a poll taken by Rutgers University, and it was funded by the Joyce Foundation and Soros money.
That wouldn't be biased.
No, that would never be biased. And, of course, there were 28% of gun owners. Get this now, 28% of gun owners in this state say that they favor more restrictions over their gun rights. I just want to meet these people, man.
I have yet to meet a gun owner that believes we should have more restrictions.
Right.
I've had gun owners tell me they believe the background checks are okay and we should leave them that way. Again, because the media leans on them and they, you know, they don't want to get us in trouble. So, all right, I'll leave them be. If we maintain status quo, that's fine. But I have yet to meet a gun owner, and I meet thousands that tell me we need more. Either that or they won't admit it to me because they're afraid I'll punch them in the face. But there's nobody I know that wants more restrictions.
Well, this was a scientific poll in New Jersey. They polled 900 people out of 9 million residents in the state of New Jersey.
Oh, 900 people. Let me guess.
It was huge. It was an
exhaustive study. Neighborhood they called.
Yeah.
You know.
Neighborhood, dude. They went to the Rutgers campus. They walked around and they said, hey, kid, come on over here. Do you think that guns should be? And they did this before and after the gun violence that happened. And they, again, they're calling it gun violence, the shootout at the OK Corral that happened in the Empire State Building. Just because it happened in the Empire State Building, it was a whack job who had some sort of a grudge against another guy.
You want to know something? They probably interviewed kids with their glasses held together with a Band-Aid. Do you own a gun? Yes, I have an airsoft. In New Jersey, an airsoft gun is a gun.
Yes.
So do you believe we should have tougher restrictions on real guns? Yes, I do. And there's your 28%, okay? And then they gave them a container of 5,000 Dayglo airsoft pellets, and off they went on their own with their pants up around their waist like Urkel. They give him a new pocket protector.
You are talking about me. You realize that, right?
I mean, where is your pocket protector?
That was me growing up. It is still me, if you ask my wife.
You know, real quick, I got to tell you this story that happened in Jersey City. One of our listeners, Mr. Malvey, his roommate calls him at work to tell him he had been robbed.
Mm.
Some guy on a bike took his bag as he was tying it closed. The guy grabbed the bag and starts pedaling like Satan himself after him. What he didn't know was that the bag his roommate was tying shut contained shit. Okay? So the shit bag got away with the bulldog shit. Okay? The shit bag grabbed the shit bag. So the guy just picked his dog's poop up. He was tying the bag in a knot. His shit bag rode by on his bike, grabbed it, and sped off like nobody's business.
You can't make shit like this up.
So.
That's fantastic.
One more. I got a letter from this guy, Ross. He wanted to let us know that he enjoys our high-quality show. He listens to us guys at work. He said that I sound like Tony Soprano.
He looks like Tony Soprano, too.
No offense.
I mean, save the sartorial splendor. But.
Yeah, he said I sound like Tony Soprano. He lives in suburban Kansas City. He gets to have more fun than you guys do back in New Jersey.
He gets more fun in one day than we have in our life.
He feels sorry that we don't have any conservatives in power like he does in Kansas. He says listening to the show gives him a fearful insight of what the second term of the Big O would be like. He wrote, "Your state is highly effed up." He wants to know if having access to diners 24 hours a day really worth living in a nanny state.
Not for me.
I gotta think about it.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
Percent of felons say that they're more worried about meeting an armed victim than they are about running into the cops, Anthony.
Wow. Why would they be afraid?
I don't know. Not in New Jersey.
If we started standing up for our rights and kicking ass. We got a new sponsor. Not only is he our model for sponsors is they have to be family businesses. Right. They have to be pretty much based in New Jersey. They have to be gun people.
Well, yeah, definitely have to be gun people.
Dr. Eric Waldorf and his he got me. Sorry. Dr. Eric Waldorf and his wife they came to Gun for Hire for a lesson a few years ago. It was a Valentine's Day gift.
Really?
And I gave them a private lesson on Valentine's Day.
How cool is
that? So he's my kind of guy and Karen's my kind of girl. Now, Dr. Eric owns Waldorf Chiropractic, which is waldorfchiro.com. Now, he's listed on the Gun for Hire Radio as a sponsor.
Yep.
He's conveniently located. He's right in Bridgewater.
Center of the state.
Yeah, if you do a little 60-mile radius around him, almost everybody's reachable to him. Well, the doc is a chiropractor. He's a pro-gun guy. He belongs to the NRA, NJ2AS, ANJRPC. He donates. He volunteers his time and services. He's got a ton of guns. He loves to shoot with his family. And he's offering his chiropractic services now. He says that, adjustments have a lot to do with balance. And me and Charlie and a few other guys have been going to him for a while. Mm-hmm. And he adjusts us when he comes up here to shoot at the Bullet Hole.
Does it help?
He's good, man.
Yeah.
A couple of times he hit me and I passed gas, but he says it's okay.
What's with you in the passing gas?
I'm obsessed with that. So, he says that if your nervous system is not functioning or optimum, neither are you. And he would like to offer to all Gun for Hire Radio listeners a free consultation where he'll give you a free thermal scan and check your spine for nerve pressure.
Cool.
And he has ways where he could adjust you, and it'll improve your shooting and your balance. All of your shooting comes from your balance. And he says if he focuses on working with your balance, he can definitely, you'll
well,
definitely
see improvement.
Well,
he's a shooter, too. So, he's adapted shooter. His profession for shooting,
yes,
too,
he's,
right?
Yes, and he's, let me tell you, where do you meet him? We're going to have him on a show in a week or two. We're having scheduling conflicts, but I wanted to get him started. So if anybody is thinking about going to a chiropractor or sees a chiropractor now, go get your free thermal scan. Tell him Gun for Hire sent you. Thank the doctor for sticking his neck out to be a supporter.
Absolutely.
You know, he's got to worry because if
sure.
an anti-gunner finds out, he risks losing clients.
Yeah, he's going to lose patients because of it.
That's why we got to keep it all in the family.
Yeah.
So it's WaldorfChiro.com. Ask for Dr. Eric. Tell him Crazy Anthony from Gun for Hire Radio sent you.
Tony Soprano, a.k.a. Tony Soprano.
A.k.a. Tony Soprano. That'll be the day. So, Sandy, the election's coming up.
Yes,
and
it
I
is.
Think with the election coming up, we should really have Frank Fiammingo on. We should have Scott Bach on
right.
over the next couple of weeks.
And let's review the past 4 years of how Obama didn't touch my guns.
Yeah, when we come back, I want to talk about the Libyan embassy for a second.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And be sure it's the original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese imitation that's probably not gonna work when you need it. So, Libya.
So, some jackass publishes a YouTube short film about something about Muslims, and they have a hissy fit, but now we hear that it was probably pre-planned.
Like, how old? 2 months ago, he publishes this YouTube video, and now the shitbags in Libya just, for no reason at all, decide that this is the time, September 11th we pick, to drag an ambassador out of an embassy.
I'm tired of seeing Americans' bodies dragged around. I'm tired of seeing our American flag burned, okay? Enough is enough. Now, I know exactly what's going to happen. The big O is going to say that the ambassador was working, so it was workplace violence. Okay? The same thing he did with that jackass in Texas.
Yeah, when you go in and shoot up an entire army base, it's
and
workplace violence.
And scream Ali Akbar.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? He's going to say it was workplace violence.
Well, our response is quite like Jimmy Carter. I mean, if you take a look at 1972, it's 72 all over again. The Middle East is on fire. This horse's ass has got the Muslim Brotherhood. Don't get me going. He's got the Muslim Brotherhood now consulting into the DOD. The DOD, Homeland Security, all has people from the Muslim Brotherhood, who, of course, is a secular organization because they have Muslim in their name.
Exactly.
It'd be like having the Christian Science Monitor, you know,
and arming them.
And arming them. Exactly. It's just ridiculous. And what do we do in response? We apologize and we send $1 billion over.
Yeah.
So the Muslim Brotherhood can now buy submarines, German submarines, U-boats. Why they need U-boats, I don't know.
We are our flag was burned at the U.S. Embassy in Cairo. We just sent Cairo, Egypt, $1.6 billion in financial aid.
Sure, it's nice. Why not? Why not write them another check?
You know what I would send them? Sand. Something they could really
use. Maybe that's what they're going to buy.
Something they could really use.
They could use some sand. Sure.
Okay. But I'm tired of this. You know, I posted on our Gun for Hire radio page that the president will go and apologize to the Muslims for us pig Americans for some reason. He'll go on another apology tour or something, and nothing will be done of this, and we don't set any examples. I mean, this guy was 52 years old. He was a career ambassador and statesman. And to see his body, his family has to see his burnt up, charred body, and the world dragging him around. I don't know if you saw it, but one of the Hajis had a cell phone in his mouth. You know,
one of the Hajis.
He was holding his. I said that out loud.
Yes. Inside voice, Anthony.
One of them was holding his cell phone in his mouth. Man, I'd like to shove that down his throat.
Yeah.
But you know, so right away go after the pig Americans. You know what?
It is our fault.
We should pull out of all of these countries and let them have at it. Okay. Let them have at it.
Put
man.
A big fence around it.
Let them have at it.
Send our guys back
home. We don't
even
need a fence. They're so busy killing each other and slaughtering each other. 12th century savages. Let them have at it.
Savage. Look at you. You got all this red creeping up the back of your neck.
And I'm not a redneck. I'm just angry.
Yes, that's for sure. But that's what Tony Soprano would do.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years. With 4 state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, 2 of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
You know what? This might play out in our favor, Sandy. If we show how wimpy we are, the November election, we might get some change.
Yeah, you think?
Well, even though I think Romney's a wimp too, but I think he's less of a wimp than Obama.
At least he's not a communist.
Although Hillary Clinton, you know, she looked genuinely sincere in the White House, her face, because she lost that ambassador. I could see the pain in her face.
I don't
know. No. She's been doing a pretty good job as Secretary of State. And that's me saying this, okay?
Yeah, that is you.
It's a tough job, and it's even a tougher job for a woman, because a woman in most of those countries is portrayed as...
We're going to get the
hate
mail.
I treat women as equals. I'm telling you, when you go to these other countries, the women, they don't treat the women the same. No.
No,
they use them as like doormats. So
you mean they don't make them dress up?
No, it's a tough job for her. And, you know, she lost an ambassador now, and she must feel... I bet you she's thinking about sending a rocket-propelled grenade in their backyard or something.
Well, you know... Here we're probably going to differ. If I voice my opinion, we're going to get even more hate mail. But I don't care.
Bring it on.
You know, the problem I have is this whole militaristic thing. I don't think we should be jumping all over this and have another useless military response.
I think we should just pull out.
Absolutely.
Leave them alone.
Absolutely.
They need a dictator.
This has been going on since Cain and Abel. It is not going to change.
It's the religion of peace. Let them be peaceful by themselves.
Exactly. Okay? Let them be peaceful.
Talk about being peaceful. Guess who I went to see yesterday?
Yeah.
I went to see our sponsor, the masseuse.
The masseuse?
The certified masseuse. I went to see David Matus at dmo.massagetherapy.com. Let me tell you something, man. Whew. I didn't pass gas.
Did you pass gas?
No. I didn't pass gas. But let me tell you something. Knocked me out.
You saved it for me today.
I wake up in the morning. I have this thing on my left shoulder. I sleep and I on
see
my
that.
Left side.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. He hit me hard, bro. I mean, he's a strong guy with
yes,
those fingers for massage.
Yeah.
And I've never really gone. I went for a few novelty massages on vacation with the wife, where they sign up for the spa thing. You know, yeah, whatever. Put the hot rocks on my back or whatever, or candy cane somewhere or whatever. And, yeah, I don't know.
As long as the chick is
Enya music or something like that or something. But David, there was he's like, let me just take care of this. And from the middle of the back up, he beat the crap out of me. And I felt good afterwards. So, again, he's another sponsor, and I think it's great.
Another big two-way guy.
So that's pretty cool. But now, getting back to Haji. we're reaching the boiling point now with all of these between Yemen and Libya and, Egypt. I think it's time, where we just cut our losses.
Absolutely.
And we move on and let them all, fight amongst themselves. Listen, in 6 years, they won't even have airlines. Okay? They'll just cripple themselves. They'll end up like some of these African nations that have been fighting for 150 years, 15,000 years for a small border or a piece of property or something, because they won't have us anymore. If we remove ourselves as the common denominator, I think that they'll just internalize and all start bashing each other.
Well, if you go back in history and take a look, and I'm going to offend a lot of people with my Teddy Roosevelt comment, but Teddy Roosevelt was a progressive, and he was a big progressive. And prior to Teddy Roosevelt's administration, we never got involved with nation building. We took care of our own
crap.
We got
to stop being a police of the world.
Absolutely.
F them. Let them handle their own shit.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard Anthony and I talk a lot about the escalation in burglaries, robberies, home invasions that are going on in the Northeast, especially here in the tri-state area. There's nothing you can do to totally prevent bad guys from doing very bad things, but you can make yourself a tough target. At home, that means building layers of security, making your home look unappealing to criminals. You can do that by installing dusk-to-dawn lighting, using big dog toys and a big dog ball like Anthony always talks about, just inside your kitchen door, visible from the outside, reinforcing your entry doors, and planting sticker bushes beneath the ground floor windows. As for me in my house, we chose an added layer of protection surrounding our home and business, and since our zoning officer in the town frowns upon digging a moat, we chose a full protection alarm system from Prism Electronics. Dean, who owns Prism, is our personal alarm guy. He's who Anthony and I have chosen to protect our family and businesses. Now, if you're like us and you want that added layer of protection only an alarm or closed-circuit television system can bring you, be sure to call Dean at Prism Electronics. He'll come right to you, and he'll treat you right. PrismElectronics.com. How you doing?
I got an email from Andrew in Orlando, Florida.
This is a good email.
A free state. He says, "Hey guys, love the show, but I have an embarrassing question for you." Uh-oh. Don't worry, that thing will go away in a few weeks.
Yes, exactly. A little penicillin, you'll be fine.
He says, "I'm new to concealed carry, and I've run into a situation I haven't seen or heard or discussed anywhere before. What do you do with your gun when going to the restroom in a public place? When you carry inside the waistband and have a fully loaded gun mag and you drop your drawers, the belt loses all rigidity and the gun wants to flop over and clatter to the floor. Or at least your gun holster is visible under the stall. My instinct is just to hold the gun while I go." How would I read then? But if someone peeks through the crack in the door and sees me holding a gun, that could turn ugly pretty quick. He says, "Sorry for the embarrassing subject matter, but he knows we're professionals and he's asking." And listen, Andrew, this is not an embarrassing question. No. We cover this in our concealed carry classes. We cover it in a lot of our classes. Police officers are actually taught now the best place to put the gun is take it out of the holster and sit it in the crotch of your underwear.
Right.
And we teach that. We've covered that on radio earlier shows. So I forgive you for not going back and listening to all of them in series, biatch. But here's the deal. You don't want
Do
the gun.
Do not crap on our listeners, please.
Sorry. You don't want the gun. Oh, you tell everybody they wasted an hour. I got to get all the shit emails for that. That's not crapping on our listeners, right? Right.
It's very
I'm sincerely
true.
Answering the guy's question and covering a learning segment, and I call them biatch, okay? Andrew, I go to Orlando quite often, and anyway, we should hook up.
We should hook up.
And we can make fun of Sandy.
We're actually going to be there.
Yes, Second Amendment Foundation Gun Rights Policy Conference in Orlando.
All right, go get All on right. with
So anyway, this. Andrew, when you sit down in the stall, you take the gun out, you put it in your crotch. The reason you do that is if you put it on the back of the commode or somewhere else, there's a good chance you could leave it there by accident.
Which has always happened a few
and
times.
It's very hard to pull your pants up with a gun in the crotch of your underwear.
Right.
All right? And we know the crack at the door is a pain in the ass. What I do is when I go to the bathroom, I always have some reading apparatus with me, whether it's my iPad, whether it's a magazine or whatever. So when I lay the gun in the crotch of my underwear, I put that over it. You understand? So if someone looks through the crack of the stall, my pants and underwear are around my ankles and there's a magazine on top.
Right.
And my gun is underneath it. Yeah. Or my iPad is on top of it and my gun is underneath it. I still have quick access to it. It is kind of hard, though, when you're pulling your pants up. It's kind of hard. Don't put that gun under your arm or in your mouth or under your neck or something, because there's a good chance you'll drop it.
Right.
What you have to do is finish your business, stand up, pull your underwear up after you put the gun in the holster, and pull the pants straight up. Because you don't want that gun flopping around on the ground anywhere.
Right.
So it's very important that you think that, and we cover that in our concealed carry classes. Obviously, you're in Orlando. You don't want to fly up at the moment, but we're working on something in Florida right now anyway. So who knows? We might end up being in your neck of the woods anyway. But that's a legitimate question, and we get concealed carry questions all the time. The number one place that people leave their gun is in public bathrooms. Now, Andrew described the scenario of being in a stall, Sandy.
Right.
What happens when you go to a Wawa or a Quick Check and you have a private stall? It's very easy to leave your gun on the windowsill, on the commode.
Absolutely been done.
You know, it's been done way too many times.
Right.
Okay. Even in a scenario like that, listeners, your gun should stay in the crotch. Now, this is important to talk about, and we cover this in our CCW class, because think about this. How many Jersey people can't carry a gun, but they drive to Pennsylvania or Connecticut or Delaware?
Right,
or,
just
you know,
so they can carry. As a novelty.
Correct. And the last thing you want to do is drop your gun on the floor or leave it somewhere accidentally.
Because you're not used to carrying a gun all the time.
Exactly. So these are the things that you have to think about when you're going to be carrying a gun. Also, I talk about my biggest fear. Andrew, you don't have this problem. My biggest fear is Sandy, when he comes back from Pennsylvania, before he comes back into shitty New Jersey, he has to get rid of the gun.
Right.
Okay, that's why I'm a big advocate of a revolver in a fanny pack, because you can unarm in the car, seated, and no one would know you had it. An inside-the-waistband holster, strong-side hip holster, a full-size 1911 or something, you're going to have to safely get out of the car somewhere.
Yeah.
Now, in a case like that, I would bring like a small gym bag into the bathroom with me, and I would sit on the bowl with my pants on, and I would unarm in there in the bathroom. You better be in the moment, though. Your phone better not be ringing and pinging and shit, because you don't want to let an accidental discharge off in a public bathroom.
No, that's probably a bad thing.
So what you should do is, like I talked to Sandy about this before, is you should have a routine. Once you develop a place that you like to stop off, I recommend stopping off somewhere that has a private bathroom,
right,
if possible, rather than a stall. And that should be where you degun. And that should be your stop all the time.
And I carry my get out of Dodge bag, you know, it's my go bag that I've carried for years.
It carries a big Maxpedition Merce.
Yeah. But that's what I take in with me, and I have it. I use a pocket holster. So I even take it out of the pocket holster, and I just...
But you're old school like me. You got a revolver.
Absolutely.
So it's very easy to load and unload. I'm worried about a guy that's going to rack one out of the chamber, and his hand, he's trying to be quiet.
Yeah, and all of a sudden now it goes flying out onto the floor.
You know, when you normally rack a slide, you're not trying to be quiet.
Correct.
So you forcefully rack it back.
Right.
Now put yourself in a position, you're in a stall, you don't want the people next to you to hear it.
Right.
So you're dragging the slide back real slow.
Yeah.
It slips, goes forward, your finger's on the trigger, you just shot yourself.
Right.
Or you create a jam because you didn't pull it back all the way. Now you have to do a double stroke to get the slide back, and you could create an unsafe environment. You understand what I'm saying? You're not in your normal element. So if you're going to do it that way, practice it at home.
Yeah, right.
Go
right,
sit
perfect.
On the bowl, you know, with your pants on, and with dummy rounds, practice loading and unloading your gun that no one can hear you, or it doesn't sound like a gun being loaded and unloaded. It's not an easy thing to do. We cover all of this in our CCW class, but it's not an easy thing to do, and you have to really be careful. So guys like us with a revolver, it's easy as shit.
Yeah.
I just zip open my fanny pack, or I take it out of my pocket holster, I take the 6 rounds out, I put it in its case, or I put it in my little carry bag, and off I go.
Right.
I'm not worrying about racking slides and loaded magazines and all kinds of other shit. So sometimes it's better not to be too complicated. It's better to keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it as simple as possible,
and
especially.
I'm a strong advocate in a 5 or 6 shot Colt Detective Special, 6 shot. It's better than nothing. I know all the high-speed guys want to carry 15-round magazines, and you know what? God bless you. That's fine. But I feel I'm older, wiser. I know my limitations today. I might be a little slower. My hands are a little slipperier.
Right.
I'm under a little more pressure. There's someone knocking on the door because they want to come in, or if I'm in a stall and people are peeking. These are the things that you have to think about. Okay, if you're not wearing a gun 24/7 and you're going state to state, I want you to think about your concealed carry method, the way you're going to carry it, how you're going to carry it. Your cover garment should cover it well. You should not be printing with a gun.
Right.
People should not know you're carrying a gun. That's what I want you to think about. What do you have, Sandy?
Well, you know, I also a couple of Bianchi speed strips, too. I mean, that's something that you taught me, to carry, you know, 3 Bianchi speed strips, two filled and 1 empty.
Correct.
You know, because now I can have something to unload the rounds into.
We teach everybody that. I like Bianchi speed strips better than speed loaders.
Well, they're easier to put in your other pocket.
Correct.
You
they're
know,
nice
it's just
and
so
flat.
Much easier.
I
nice
like them
flat.
Because they're nice and flat.
They don't print.
Remember
you know,
that
round cylinder thing.
When you're carrying a gun, you should wear darker colors, a heavier material, prints that are broken up. You shouldn't just be wearing a light T-shirt. Again, I go back to the fanny pack. I know it has other words, but if you don't carry a lot, think about carrying a fanny pack, right? If you're a tourist, you look like a tourist with a fanny pack. Now, the fanny pack should be a DeSantis or a Galco. It should be a name brand. And it shouldn't say Glock on the front.
No.
Okay? But the reason I like the fanny pack is, think about this. If you walk into a restroom, you can unclip it and then hang it around your neck.
Right.
And have your gun hanging in front of you.
Right.
You could clip the fanny pack off before you get in the car on the Jersey border and unload the gun and make it safe. In a heartbeat, you could open a trunk of your car and move the gun from your fanny pack to a gun case or a gun lock, and no one would ever know it.
Right. So and we do know, and you know, we've talked to Knappen about this too. A zippered case is a locked case.
It's locked or fastened, sealed case, that's fine. Zippered Velcro would be fine. Snaps would be fine. Zippers are definitely a go. You want to think about that. You want to think about your carry mode. You want to think about where you're sitting. When you go to a restaurant, when you go to a diner, when you go to a mall, is your gun printing? Is it sticking out? We tell people all the time, you've heard me say this, if you came from our Utah concealed carry class or our Florida concealed carry class, that would make you carry in over 30 states. We do them a couple a week, right? I tell everybody, listen, your homework, it's going to take Utah 5 weeks to get you your permit. It's going 9 weeks, actually. It's going to take Florida 4 weeks to get your permit. I give everybody homework. I say, take your holster, your extra mag holders or whatever, start carrying them around your house with your gun on for 24/7.
Exactly.
Take it off before you go to bed at night. Put it on first thing in the morning. Every waking hour that you're in the house, I don't care what you're doing, sitting on a couch, laying down or whatever. If you have pants and a belt on, I want you to carry in that carry mode. Almost everybody will email me back. Oh, that was a great homework assignment. I hate my holster.
Right.
I hate
right.
my gun combo. I hate this. I tried that. I tried it. Because we read shit. We read a magazine article. We envision
this looks
that
good.
This is going to be good. We're not all built the same. Women are built in differently than men with their hip structure. Men are taller, shorter, thicker, thinner, whatever the case may be. So we go out and we buy the new XBG21 Stealth Holster -6 or some shit,
right?
And what happens is you put it on in the house and you're like, holy shit, this is uncomfortable. It's got to get broken in. All right. If it doesn't get broken in, it's still uncomfortable, it's not the right holster.
Dude, I've
for
got
you.
A draw filled with those.
Everybody
things.
Should have a draw filled with holsters. You know what's funny, too? When I query the guys in the audience, I'm like, what are you going to carry? Full size 1911, full size Glock, full size 1911. I would like to go back a year from now and say, what are you carrying
yeah,
now?
Yeah, exactly.
5-shot 38, Ruger LCR or LCP, the little flat 380. I keep it in my front pocket. You know what I carry a lot of times? I carry a Sea Camp 32.
Very nice.
Tiny ton. When I travel places illegally or I can't really have a gun, I carry a North American Arms 5-shot revolver.
Best. And they make a belt buckle holster for
mine's
that.
Mine's a 22 Magnum with hollow point. I have the belt buckle holster. Of course, it's illegal in New Jersey.
Of course it is.
But I have the little jackknife holster. It opens up like a knife. And it fits
nice.
In your front pocket. So that's a great little concealed carry gun. Again, I prefer a minimum of 38 or 9mm, but I'm also an advocate of I'd rather a little gun rather than no gun.
Exactly right.
And always remember that. But there's plenty of homework you can do. And when you're wearing the clothing in your house, you know, have your loved ones or wife work with you. Can they see the gun? Did I ever tell you the story? I sat at these wrought iron chairs and my gun got stuck.
No.
I was wearing strong side hip and I was sitting sideways on a wrought iron chair and my belt went up around one of the little like hoopty-doos.
Get out of town.
And my belt was stuck and my gun was like stuck. I was stuck in the chair.
Dude, I would have paid money to see this.
And this is shit you can't make up.
Yeah, right.
Now, what would if I was in a restaurant? Excuse me. You know, can someone help me? But I learned a lesson there, and I always make sure my cover garment covers my belt so my shit doesn't get stuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told you the story where we were with the 92-year-old World War II vet. We were at Warnock Dodge, and his Bursa 380 fell out of his pocket onto the terrazzo floor. Jay that used to work for me, it was his father. We were buying a pickup truck for him, and we're talking to the salesman, and I hear, K-k-k-k. I look over, I'm like, excuse me, Mr. P? He's like, oh, yeah? I handed him it was a Beretta 380. I said, your gun fell out of your pocket. He looks down, he goes, oh, that happens all the time. And I handed it back to him. The salesman looked up, looked down, and went back to writing the contract like nothing happened.
It's great.
He was like, I didn't see anything. And he went right back to writing his contract. So you really don't want that to happen. If that happens to you in a diner, you're going to jail.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely.
Not in Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, the cop will come and recommend better holsters for you.
Right, exactly.
What if your gun falls out and it fires?
Right.
You're going to jail.
Well, that happened in that Starbucks out in Colorado.
It's happened in more places than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Luckily, a lot of times it's gone unreported.
Yes,
it you know, is. Which is a wonderful thing. So I hope that answered your question. And we cover that in a bunch of classes that we teach here.
We've got a lot of questions, too, coming in about what type of ammo to carry and that type of thing. But that's a show in and of itself.
Yes. Did you know the Saturday, September 22nd, we're doing Utah CCW in Winslow, and then we're doing it with Jose Chicharone Morales in Philadelphia.
Jose Chicharone,
yes.
Speak with a gun.
We have Urban Carbine and Urban Pistol 2 at Cedar. We have Urban Pistol and Urban Carbine 1 coming up in Cedar. Be Prepared is up there, our use of force class that Detective Mac teaches. We got a full slew of SIMS classes, force-on-force training. Don't forget, October 14th, we have Urban Shotgun. But the big thing I want to talk about is October 13th is the Friends of the NRA dinner.
You got to get your tickets now. Are there any left?
There are some left. We're limited to 565 seats, okay? It is on Saturday, October 13th at the Rosewood in Edison. Check it out. If you want to improve your shooting and you want me in your pocket, the Gun for Hire Group Therapy app is available for iPhones and Androids.
I was at the range on Saturday, and I gave that information to about 4 people.
Did they download it and use
it? Yeah, they were downloading it right there. It was pretty cool. They were like, hey, dude, this is great. It's
nice.
A great app. I mean, you just press it where the bullets are going, and then on comes you and tells you what's wrong with the shot and how to correct it.
It's almost idiot-proof.
Almost.
You know, I'm teaching at the Essex County.
You don't know some of the guys at my range.
I'm teaching at the Essex County College Police Academy. If you want to become an NRA certified instructor or a range safety officer, contact us. You can go to the academy. There's also continuing education unit credits that you'll get by taking it in the college, which is nice. All Gun for Hire alumni can retake any course at half price. If you want to build your own AR, come and see Jimmy the Gun Guy for a Build-A-Bear anytime, anywhere. On that note, please visit our sponsors. say thank you to our sponsors. Keep the hate mail coming for me, too. It keeps me going.
You use it as fireplace kindling.
No, I read it, and I respond.
And remember, you got to be registered to vote in order to vote. Go to gunforhireradio.com website. You can register right there. Check and see if you're registered. Check and see if your buddies are registered. And that's it. You've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you for listening. See you next week. My home is America.